Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, Episode 1074, for Saturday, January 3rd, 2026. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. And as I indicated last week, and as I comment on every year, this is the week for the old-timers to shine. For whatever reason, and I've never figured out the reason, there is a big surge in page views right here around the first of the year. Sometimes it lasts through the whole month of January. And it particularly benefits games that have been around for a long time. I don't know why, but we'll see here as we go through the list, there are only two games in the top 20 that lost views from last week. So even a game that gains 4% or 6% or 10% might lose positions because everything else around it is gaining so much more. And probably the average gain is something around 25 or 30%. And it particularly affects games that are older. The older, well, within reason, of course, but they're popular games, but also older games. Within the last, a game that's 5 years old is more likely to benefit than a game that's only 1 or 2 years old, to the point where even games that are really hot right now, and we'll see this as we get closer to the top of the list, do not have the same sorts of gains that all of these other longer-lived games do. So, enough preamble. Starting out at number 20, after 2 weeks at number 25, Everdell by James A. Wilson, published by Starling Games, with 18,669 views. That is a gain of 3,814, or 26%, and about 1,200 more than last week's number 20. Also climbing five spots to number 19, Root by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 19,590. About 900 more than Everdell, and a gain of 30%. Falling five spots to number 18, Galactic Cruise by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinzen Key Games with 20,196, about 600 more than Root, and a gain of 4.4%. So it gains views, but not nearly enough, and is down five spots. Another game climbing five spots to number 17, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Vrixelius, published by Stronghold Games with 21,432, about 1,200 more than Galactic Cruise, and a gain of 28%. After 2 weeks at number 18, up two to 16, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 21,576, 144 more than Terraforming Mars, and a gain of 17%. So this is what I'm talking about. Terraforming Mars, 28%. Root, 30%. Everdell, 26%. These games are all several years old. Arcs, an older game, not brand new, but only, well, I mean, really, it was just last year, right? It's just like a year and a half old. And so it only sees a 17% gain. Climbing 6 to 15, Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games, with 22,183, about 600 more than Arcs, and a gain of 30%. You see what I mean. And here's another example of the sort of thing that Arcs is struggling with. Down 3 to 14, Vantage by Jamie Stegmaier, published by Stonemaier Games, with 22,352, about 170 more than Wingspan, and a gain of 13%, but it loses three spots. Up 4 to 13, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 22,988. About 630 more than Vantage, and a gain of 23%, which is on, so Spirit Island is an older game, but this but it's one I think that performs well more regularly, and so it sees a slightly smaller gain than some of its age mates do. However, I think this is a different case than all of these other games that are part of the rising tide. The next one, climbing 11 to number 12, Bomb Busters by Hisashi Hayashi, published by Cocktail Games and Pegasus Spiele, with 24,793, 1,800 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 53%. The largest gain of any game in the top 20, and clearly not benefiting from this, like I said, the same rising tide where all of these longer-running games are doing well. So there's something different about this one. I don't know why such the big jump here. After 3 weeks in the top 10, down 6 to 11, Hot Streak by John Perry, published by CMYK with 25,150, about 360 more than Bomb Busters, and a decline of 20%. That is one of three games falling out of the top 10. Three new entries are all in the lower three ranks of the top 10. In addition to Hot Streak, which falls from 5 to 11, falling out of the top 10 are from 10 to 27, Zenith, and from 3 to 62, Dragons of Etchinstone. Number 10, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 25,189, just 39 more than Hot Streak, so very narrowly does Hot Streak fall out, and very narrowly does Slay the Spire make it in for the first time in nearly a year. It's been off for 51 weeks. This is its 21st appearance. It took a 35% gain to jump it all the way into the top 10, and this top 10 position is well over 5,000 more than it was last week, whereas the gap between 10 and 20, which last week had narrowed to under 2,500, is now over 6,500. Slay the Spire was number 16 last week, so a 6-position jump. Number 9, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 25,256, just 67 more than Slay the Spire, only 106 more than Hot Streak, but a 39% jump. It was number 19 last week, so a 10-position climb, and it returns the top 10 after 50 weeks away. So both of these last two games last charted in the top 10, the middle of January last year. This is Heat's 77th appearance. Number 8, Harmonies, by Johan Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 26,054, about 800 more than Heat, and a gain of 38%. Now, Harmonies returns after just 3 weeks away. Remember, it was one of those three games, along with Heat, and along with Flip 7, which is also in the top 10, that had started out around Essen time, sitting around number 50 or lower, and then steadily over several weeks just continued to climb and climb and climb until they all were threatening to be in the top 10. And this week, all three of those games are in the top 10. And I don't know what's going on with those three games, or why they kind of moved up as a group or had attention as a group. But it happened. Harmonies was, over the last 3 weeks, number 13, and then number 15 the last two, so a 7-position climb. Number 7, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 26,368, 314 more than Harmonies, and a gain of 31% as it climbs two more positions. It has also been on an upward trajectory over the last couple of months. It was down in the mid-20s, as I detailed last week, down in the mid-20s back in November, and then it's just been tacking on It took a little step back at one point from like 14 to 15, but has generally just been moving up, and now we have it all the way up to number 7. Number 6, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 31,246, close to 5,000 more than Brass, a 34% gain. So after 4 weeks at number 8, it climbs 2 positions. This is the 170th week in the top 10 for Arc Nova, and as usual, it is just the 4th game to reach that threshold. The other three games that have done so being Spirit Island, Terraforming Mars, and Gloomhaven, of course. Not Spirit Island. Spirit Island's got like 120-something. Arkham Horror, the card game. That's the other one. It was back in mid-August that Arc Nova reached 160 weeks, so it has spent about half of the last few months in the top 10. Number 5, Flip 7 by Eric Olson, published by The Op Games, with 32,940, about 1,700 more than Arc Nova, a gain of 39%, along with Harmonies and Heat. Those are some of the biggest ones, this little triumvirate of games. This is the 3rd week back in the top 10 for Flip 7. It climbs 2 positions, as did Arc Nova, as did Brass. And it's also the 10th total week in the top 10, making it the 114th game to have 10 or more weeks on the list. And it matches its previous peak position of number 5, which it reached previously in the middle of May. Number 4. Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 33,532, only about 600 more than Flip 7, and a gain of 6.6%. So a very small gain, because it is a newly hot game rather than an older game that has been hot in the past. However, that is enough. There was enough of a buffer for it to have such a small gain and still hold down the number 4 spot for the 3rd consecutive week. Number 3, Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 43,429, only about 103 views, only exactly 103 views, shy of 10,000 more than Speakeasy. It is a gain of 19%, but it still loses one position. Number 2, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 44,007, about 600 more than Fate of the Fellowship, and the 2nd largest gain that we have within the top 20 of 41%. That's about 13,000 more than it had last week. And so there is a commensurate gain in position, a 4-position jump, as it heads to the highest position it has seen since May 10th of last year, close to 8 months ago, when it spent its 3rd non-consecutive week, and final non-consecutive week, at number 1. Number 1, The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idol Games, with 56,638, still a solid 12,600 more than its closest competition, although it is a narrower fight than it has been in the last couple of weeks. It is also a slight decline in views for The Old King's Crown, down 821 views, or 1.4%, but still plenty for it to stake out the number 1 spot for the 3rd consecutive week. And I gave the wrong number last week. I said it hit its 6th week at number 1 last week. That was not correct. I missed one. It actually had a 3-week run back in October. So last week was its 7th. This week is its 8th week at number 1, making it just the 14th game to have 8 or more weeks at the top of the list, The last one to have its eighth week was ARX back in July of 2024. ARX went on to have like 11 or 12 total. There have been a number of times where we have had 8 out of the top 10 games with at least 10 weeks on the list. So at least a double-digit number of weeks. It typically tends to happen in January. Only once have we ever had 9 games with 10 or more weeks on the chart, and that was the first week of December 2024, a little over a year ago. But never before have all 10 games in the top 10 had at least 10 weeks. Before now, because that is the case this week. Now, as usual, for something, a mark like this, it was very close. Like, we have a game that had its 10th week just this week. We had a game that missed the top 10 by only 39 views. It would have only had its, like, what, 5th or 6th week, 4th week, maybe. But the record is the record. The mark is the mark. The facts are the facts. Flip 7 has 10 weeks in the top 10. Speakeasy has 13. The Old King's Crown, 17. Slay the Spire, the board game, 21. Harmonies, 29. Fate of the Fellowship, 32. Brass Birmingham, 32. SETI has 67. Heat has 77. And Ark Nova has 170. For Saturday, January 3rd, 2026.